Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's and Twin.
Well, if you just can't wait for the next season of The Mandalorian to roll out on Disney Plus this fall, Disney is dropping a series that'll temporarily scratch that itch on May the 4th, also known as Star Wars Day. You know, May the 4th be with you. LOL. Disney announced yesterday that The Mandalorian is getting a behind-the-scenes look in Disney Gallery, The Mandalorian, an 8-episode docu-series set for premiere on May 4th. They say each chapter of the new series will explore a different facet of the television show through interviews, never-before-seen footage, and roundtable conversations. Topics this season include the filmmaking process, the legacy of George Lucas's Star Wars, how the cast brought the characters to life, the series' groundbreaking technology, the artistry behind the show's practical models, effects, and creatures, plus the creative influences, the iconic score, and connections to Star Wars characters and props from across the galaxy. While I myself would personally rather watch paint dry, I know a ton of people, including my wife, who are giddy excited about this thing and are quite disappointed that the next season of The Mandalorian hasn't been included in any of the Disney Plus early rollouts that have kind of sprung up left and right in the midst of the COVID-19 shutdown of the country. In addition to the docuseries, Disney Plus will also honor May the 4th with the series finale of Star Wars The Clone Wars, which will wrap after 7 seasons. The conclusion to the critically acclaimed series explores the events leading up to Star Wars Revenge of the Sith. None of it makes any sense to me, but if you're excited, I'm happy for you. Another day, another crazy rich celebrity doing crazy rich things to the benefit and betterment of society. This time, it's Saturday Night Live star Michael Che. He's announced that he's paying rent for a month for every one of the 160 tenants who live in one of New York City's public housing projects where his late grandmother lived. He said he's doing it because the government won't, and that fact has him asking why. Michael says it's crazy to him that residents of New York City public housing are still expected to pay rent when so many of them have lost their incomes due to the coronavirus pandemic, and says he's being generous in the spirit of his late grandma, who recently died due to complications from COVID-19. In his social media post announcing the payments, he said, quote, "It's crazy to me that residents of public housing are still expected to pay their rent when so many New Yorkers can't even work. Obviously, I can't offer much help by myself, but in the spirit and memory of my late grandmother, I'm paying 1 month's rent for all 160 apartments in the NYCHA building she lived in. I know that's just a drop of the bucket, so I really hope the city has a better plan for debt forgiveness for all people in public housing at the very least. P.S. De Blasio, Cuomo, Diddy, let's fix this. Page me." Okay, so I can understand calling out Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo, but how did Diddy get wrapped up into this? Did somebody make him a public official and I missed it? I mean, in today's world, it wouldn't surprise me, but usually that kind of stuff doesn't get past me. But then again, I haven't really left my basement for almost a month, so at least I have that going for me, I guess. And hilarious staged photos have emerged in the Lori Loughlin Massimo Giannulli College admissions scandal, showing photos that were taken of the power couple's daughters Isabella and Olivia Jade pretending to use an ERG machine, which is some sort of training equipment used for those who actually row. A source told Us Weekly that Lori is outraged and extremely angry over the photo's release. The source said, quote, "The pictures are obviously extremely inflammatory and controversial, meant to intimidate Lori because she has refused to take a plea deal. The photos were never submitted to USC as part of the application process. Lori's lawyers will be responding to the photos of the girls on the rowing machine in a legal filing." One of my favorite comments on this news story was from somebody who said, "I am outraged and extremely angry about how damaging these photos are to my case." And that's about right. Of course they knew what they were doing. Giannulli, Loughlin, and the two daughters, they all knew what they were up to. You can't not know about a lie when you actually took the pictures to try and prove the lie. But again, Aunt Becky, I wish you the best of luck. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street in Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour, from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.